Through the course of our lives, we will experience many changes. We may change careers, homes, boyfriends or girlfriends. We may even have a midlife crisis and realize halfway through life that we need a major change because either we begin to squander our life or we don't even like the way that it's headed. But there is one thing that we should never change, ever. And that is our belief in the gospel Jesus taught and proclaimed. In Galatians 1, verses 6 through 8, we find these words. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than one that we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. Unfortunately, there may be some who desert the gospel as soon as they feel that it isn't working for them. Or they may feel a bit of persecution for their belief. Or maybe like the Galatians, some are turning to a different gospel or a twisted version of the truth made to conform to the standards of this world instead of the standards of our holy God. But we shouldn't treat our belief in the Bible like we do other things in our life that we change for this reason or that. And we shouldn't let ourselves be confused when we hear people pervert the gospel to fit their own belief system. From cradle to grave, and as much as possible, we need to always follow the teachings of Jesus.
If you'd like to send us a comment or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
We should never desert the gospel of Jesus Christ or let ourselves become confused by those who pervert the gospel. Instead, we should become scholars of the Bible and test what we hear from even the most trusted of sources. And we should never try to bend the word of the Bible to conform to this world. As it says in Galatians, even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one that we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. So I encourage you to take the words of the Bible the way that it was originally intended to be received, as holy, infallible scriptures from the mind of our God and Creator.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.